Dr. Sean Branham has developed a program based on extensive diagnostic testing to uncover the causes of hypothyroidism, things like nutritional deficiencies, hormonal imbalances, and gastrointestinal infections. He customizes a diet and an all-natural plan to each patient individually based on their test results. If you're serious about getting your life back, call our office at 314-647-1384 to schedule your consultation today. The first 20 callers will receive a complimentary consultation. Again, that number is 314-647-1384.
Imagine a sumptuous Sunday brunch in the midst of 170 picturesque acres and two lakes on the edge of Warren and St. Charles County. That would describe Sunday brunch at Cedar Lake Cellars Winery. From 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., enjoy fresh-made omelets and a variety of locally sourced vegetable dishes and baked goods for only $18.95 per person, including your first glass of sangria, mimosa, or Bloody Mary bar. Reservations are recommended, and all guests should be over 21. Of course, you can enjoy lunch and dinner Friday through Sunday at Cedar Lake Cellars. With the addition of the Sunday brunch from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m., Cedar Lake Cellars Winery is less than 4 miles from I-70, just a short drive away. For all the details, go to cedarlakecellars.com. Cedar Lake Cellars, St. Louis's premier event venue and winery. Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
How much is that jar in the window? The one with the white.
Time to check in with the man who, I like this expression, who put down my mother-in-law's dog a couple days ago. Dog that was our dog for many years and then became my mother-in-law's companion. Tough thing when you lose your only companion, but she'll be fine because it was time. And it's also time for Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. Download it. It's free. It's a great way to get a Laclede cab. Now, let me tell you how this works. There's no chit-chat, no monologue. Like Jose does a little monologue. No, we jump right to the phones. If you have a pet and you have a question, cat, dog, turtle, whatever, this is your chance for some really good free advice. Here we go. 314, and I dial right now, 314-969-ATRS. That's 969-5877. If that doesn't work and they're all full, sneak in on this one, 888-550-KTRS. Do it now. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey.
Going great, doctor.
A picture of Dr. Doug on our Facebook page today.
If you go to facebook.com/AM and the PM, and you folks can go, well, I don't have a Facebook. I can't do that. Yes, you can. Anybody can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. Dan has put up a picture of Dr. Doug with a great big turtle that was in his office. And Dan tells me you travel, you take this turtle to work and lives in your home. And what's
that? Yeah, yeah. His name is Dewey.
How big is Dewey? How much does Dewey weigh?
Well, I am AM in the PM.
I thought I could trick him.
Yeah.
Thought I could throw him off. How much does Dewey weigh and how old is Dewey?
Dewey, I've had since he's about 19 years old. I got him as a baby. He's about 75 pounds now. And
whoa, a big
he's an Aldabran tortoise, which is from the island of Aldabra off of Africa.
Think we don't know that?
And those I big.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Those big tortoises, they can live a long time, right?
Yeah, they can probably live 75 to 100 years.
This is not a snapping turtle.
No, this is a land tortoise, and he's one of those that grows to the size of the ones you see at the zoo.
So he won't hurt you?
Oh, no, he's sweet as can be.
Yeah.
He comes when I call him.
No, really, seriously, does he? Really?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
If you want him there by Friday, though, you call him on Monday, right?
Yeah. No, he's actually
come here, dude!
If there's food involved, man, he's there. But he's in my will. I was telling Dan that the kids are hoping for money, but all they're going to find is a big tortoise in the will. So.
The only thing slower, if you're a tortoise or turtle, to me they're all turtles, you're going around, you know you're slow, so you got to love being near a snail because you're faster than the snail. That's about the only thing you're faster than is a snail. And there's a great joke about a guy goes to the door. It's been raining. Guy goes to the door to get the paper, and he looks down, and on the doorstep, right in the front door there, is a snail. So he picks the snail up, and he throws it. Get away from the door. 8 days later, he goes to the door. There's the snail. The snail looks up and goes, what was that all about? Took him 8 days to get back to the door. We got a lot of calls. Okay. You want to take these calls?
I am ready.
All right, turtle-related or otherwise, we start...
Whatever.
We start with Beanie. That's what Dan has on the screen. Beanie, Beanie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Beanie. How are you?
How are you? Good. I'm the guy that's got the dog that's allergic to everything, even air.
Dog is allergic to everything.
Well, he's allergic to beef, pork, chicken, and... Like I said, everything but about air. We got our dog food. We got to order it.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And anyway, we're taking her to Colombia.
Okay.
On the 19th.
The country of Colombia?
Colombia, Missouri.
Ah, okay.
They're going to shave her and do some kind of slide test.
Okay.
To try to find out exactly what she's allergic to.
Yeah, they're going to be doing some skin testing to kind of highlight the different, what we call allergens, or the things that stimulate an allergic response. And then they'll give you a list, and they'll say, well, these are the components you have to stay away from, whether it's, you know, dust mites or a certain type of protein or whatever. And that'll help kind of determine and focus down to what you should be eating, what the animal should be away from. And that's the best way to do it.
Beanie, what happens? What does the dog do if you give him chicken? Or
scratches. She's the type of dog she is. She's a sickeny, kind of like a Prince Charles type dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's only got one layer of hair. She's not like a regular dog. Her hair is kind of like ours, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she just scratches it out by the gobs, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Gob is a good word.
Mm. Yeah. Well, did you have a particular question about that, or just...
Well, is that something that is common? I mean, is that what people do? I mean, it's going to cost me like $600-$700. I want to make sure that I'm not getting took here.
Well, it's a very clear diagnostic test. You don't do it that often, but when you do it, there's a reason for it. I understand that a lot of skin testing or blood testing for skin allergies aren't as reliable with the foods to try and understand which food is specifically a problem, but I understand they're very good for looking at the basic elements. So I think it definitely sounds like it's something you need to do, and they've got a good team down there, so I think you're going to get your money's worth.
Well, like I said, you know, the local, I live down in Cadet, around Potosi area, and that's the interstate. They know she's allergic to beef, chicken, and pork.
Right. And a lot of the new dog food...
I guess the list just goes on.
Yeah, they try and find what they call novel proteins to put into the foods that might be like duck or something that you don't normally see in a dog food. And they also have other ways to try and clean up the food stuff to get rid of the extra dust. And things. There's all kinds of techniques now that are available in producing dog food. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Meaning we got a bunch of calls here. I think what you wanted to know was...
Good luck with that. Let us know how it goes.
All right, and I think what you want to know is, are you on the right path? And Dr. Doug says you are.
Okay.
All right, Beanie.
I appreciate it.
All right,
good luck.
Thank you, Beanie.
And I am a man of peace.
Well, thank you. I like the way Beanie talked.
Funny, didn't he?
I didn't. Well, that cadet, Missouri, they must have a sort of a different dialect going on.
Southern Missouri, yeah.
Yeah, let's get to Paul. Paul, I'm sorry. Paul, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Out on the road right now, but I have to call. By the way, I'm AM in the field.
Yeah, that's good to know.
I am sick and tired of fleas.
I know, I am too.
I have bombed my house twice. I have a golden retriever who's got red fur, red hair.
Okay.
I've done the salt on the carpets. I've done the front line or whatever, and, you know, with the test tube type little thing. And
sure.
I've done shampoos. I cannot get rid of these fleas.
And your vet has guided you through all these steps pretty well?
Oh, yes. I mean, everything. I've looked at YouTube. I've talked to vets. I've talked to, and I thought, well, you know what? turn to the genius when it comes to pets, and maybe he can give me a suggestion, because we've washed everything, we've vacuumed, we've, like I said, bombed twice, we've done everything we can think of. So I even put, my wife put salt in the carpets because they're supposed to dry them out or something
now
like
maybe,
that.
Maybe the dog is not what's attracting the fleas. Does your wife groom down there?
Down there.
Well, I know she's working right now and she's not listening, so well, I don't know, you know?
You don't know?
You might want to check that. Any place
well, Frank,
where hair
he
gathers.
He said he wanted to talk to the experts, so I'm going to give them to you, but I'll help out. So I think that the one thing you mentioned, you said that your vet's been guiding you, but you didn't talk about any flea, traditional flea products from the veterinarian. I assume you're using those too. But what I would do in a dog like this, probably get him out of the house for a couple of days, let him stay at the vet. They have some drugs that can get on and get him cleaned off real well. You go ahead and rebomb that house, and I really think you might even have to do a premise spray on the outside around. You wait, you only got another couple of weeks, and we get a couple of days of good frost, and they're going to be gone. And first or second week in November, typically. So get the dog managed, get the house cleaned up one more time, and make sure you're on a good traditional product. There's a number of them out there. Advantage, Frontline is not so good anymore. Merck has a number of new products that are very good, like Actavil. So there are a lot of options. You might want to reapproach your veterinarian. But I'd get him out of the house, get the house re-bombed like you were doing, and then get this dog cleaned up and kind of reintroduce him for the next couple of weeks. I think you'll be fine.
Okay. Because we had this before, and we did bomb, and we did everything that we've done this time, and they were gone. So she got them back, and now we've done it twice, and we just, for some reason, can't get rid of them. So,
yeah, I think it's been really excellent weather for them, and there was plenty of rain, and it's been fairly warm, and I think the season has been prolonged a bit, too. So we're fighting him, too, in our household, but I really think that you can turn this around and kind of resettle the whole issue, okay?
I appreciate it, Dr. Doug. Right.
Good luck.
Thanks, Frank and the gang.
Thank you, Paul.
Hey, Dr. Doug, will Frontline, will they, that company, will they try and make different formulas to combat the
I'm
fleas?
Sure they are. What's happened with Frontline is... and, of course, they'll argue that it's not happening, but we've seen it, and I guess a lot of people have, and especially in areas like Florida where the concentration persistence of fleas is so terrible, there seems to be some resistance building up to that product. Wow. So, yeah, I'm sure they're struggling to keep up with the rest of the crowd and come up with new formulations that are going to be much more effective for the fleas.
All right, let me get Jackie on here. She's been very patient. Jackie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jackie. How are you, honey?
I'm good, thank you. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Jackie.
I'm AM and PM.
I like your voice. Doctor, I'll take this one.
I think that's
how can I help
voice.
You, Jackie?
Aren't you going to ask me how old I am, Frank?
How old are you?
49.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask me anything. Go ahead. What's your question?
I have an 11-and-a-half-year-old beagle. He's still quite energetic and seems to be healthy, but he has an unquenchable thirst, which consequently leads to accidents in the house. He does not have diabetes. He has gone through the first round to diagnose Cushing's. It was inconclusive, and now they're offering me other options, such as an ultrasound or a full day of blood work leading to some medications. Am I just on a spinning wheel here, or are we ever going to get a diagnosis?
Well, I agree with what they're suggesting. The ultrasound would be an appropriate next step. I'm assuming from what you said that they've done some blood work. They've ruled out adrenal. They're trying to rule out where the Cushing's disease comes from. They're trying to rule out liver disease, kidney, and bladder. And then there's also something called, well, and of course, diabetes, but there's something called diabetes insipidus, and it's a hormonal imbalance that stimulates more urination, and that's a little bit harder to rule in. But if they've ruled out all those other things, the ultrasound is appropriate. They need to look at those kidneys. They need to look at all that and put it together with the blood test. So I think they've got you on a proper path. Sometimes it's like playing detective.
and you assume 90% of the time you're going to get this, this, or that, but in some cases you have to look a little bit harder. So give them a little more time and see what's going on there.
All right, enough about the dog. Jackie, I really like your voice. You have a very pleasant, almost like a sensuous voice. Are you married?
I am.
Are you happy or miserable? Or?
I'm happily married, yes.
Is he home? Is he home? Is he home every night, usually?
I'd say about 80% of the time. I can let you know when he's not going to be.
Would you do that? And what sure. I'll do is I don't broadcast this or make a big deal out of it, but I work for Dr. Doug part-time. And
really?
He sends me out to check animals and then report back to him before he looks at them.
You do house calls.
I do house calls, and I will...
With me, of course.
No, doctor, you're not in this. And then I'll come out, take a look at the dog. Evenings are usually better because with animals, you need to catch them at the end of the day.
Right.
And I'll check him out, and then I will report back to Dr. Doug. So, yeah, let me know when that 20% when he's not around, and I'll come over. Because
do you work on weekends, Frank?
I'll work whenever you want me to work. I'll be there when you need me, Jackie.
You know, hunting season's coming, and I become a hunting widow.
Perfect. Perfect. Jackie, I hope he answered your question, and it was a pleasure talking to you. Call anytime.
Thank you. I'll call again. Have a good day.
I hope you do.
Wow.
Some voices. There's just.
It was. I felt the
there's
same
just
way.
Something of it. You're not in this. You're out of this picture. Okay. Yeah. Don't horn. Don't
this is
horn in.
Weird.
On, don't horn in on my territory.
I want to go and photograph everything.
Yeah, sure you do. Let's talk to us. Well, see now he's getting sick.
Oh, that's
Let's talk to Cindy. Cindy, how are you? And say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hi. I am so tired because I have a 15-year-old toy Pomeranian, which is in season. We never had her spayed and should have, but we were hoping to breed her, and she would never breed with another male dog. And so now I have a rescue Pomeranian who they were going to put down because he could not be neutered because he has a bad heart, and we took him in, and now that my dog is in season for the second time this year already, and it's only been a couple months since she was in season the last time, she's the male Pommy, even though we separate him, he cries and howls at the moon all night.
I do that.
Oh, yeah, that's most guys do.
A lot of crying.
Well, yeah.
I have a very clear suggestion, and I know you're going to say, well, they're too old and this one's got a heart thing, but... either one of those, both of them should really be spayed and neutered, respectively, especially the female, because you're lucky, but she's more and more likely to have some major problem after a heat. A lot of times they are prone to what's called a pyometra or a uterine infection.
Yes, pyometra, yes.
And that could end up costing a ton of money at an emergency clinic when you don't have to go through that. And as soon as she's out of this heat, I would definitely get her spayed, even at her age. And he can be neutered. I don't know the heart condition and what degree, but we hear that all the time. And if you're just safe and careful and you use proper monitors, the neuter procedure is so quick, you can have an animal done within 7 minutes.
Cindy,
and
you said the female dog had no interest in mating. You got yourself a lesbian dog. This is so
yeah.
obvious.
Well,
dogs can be gay.
He used to try to mate with my mom's cat, but...
There
yeah.
you go. That's a lesbian. Yeah. That's a lesbian.
Hey, what do you call my tortoise that my wife called one day at work and told me he was trying to breed a log out in the backyard?
What do I call it? Lonely.
Yeah.
And on her, Dr. Doug, since she is a toy and 15 years old, you don't think she would be too old to put under...
Not at all. We do those, and a lot of vets do too as well. They just put them under with care and caution. Mm-hmm. We use monitors. Unfortunately, Frank's dog-in-law, we just put the little dog to sleep, but we put it through a surgery. It was about, 15, 16 years old?
Yeah, 17.
17. It came out of the surgery fine. It just had secondary problems. But
okay.
So, yeah, I think if your vet's not comfortable, then check around. You'll find somebody that will definitely do it.
Because my husky, we have three dogs total, and our husky, he is neutered. But when this is going on, he wants to, I guess, prove he's still a man.
Oh, they don't stop humping. They don't stop humping. They still do that, yeah.
And he picks up the little small dog because he tries to mount her, and she goes flying through the air.
Man.
That's
got to be a... Right.
I saw that at a fraternity movie years ago.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It really is. Right. I thank you so right. much, Cindy.
Okay, honey. Good
thank
luck.
You. Hey, dogs can be gay, can't they?
I guess so. I don't know in the true sense of the definition.
I've seen
sure.
male dogs hump male dogs before. That's gay. Yeah. That's called gay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of, especially like in primate groups, you'll see males, the alpha males, breeding the subordinate males, and it's kind of a way to keep them in check and let them know who's boss.
Well, that would keep me in check, I'll tell you that. One more, and then we'll hang it up here. This would be B. B, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. AM and the PM. Hi,
thank you.
Hallelujah. How are you? How can I help you?
Doing mighty fine. I have a dog with diabetes.
Okay.
And it's our second dog, actually, that's we've gone through with diabetes. And we're a little confused on the food. They want a high-fiber food, and I've done some research. They recommended Hill's WD,
yes.
And you can't just go out and get that. You got to have a prescription for it,
right?
Which is not a problem, but I haven't seen very good reviews on that dog food.
Oh, it's a really good dog food, but there's another one. I think it's Purina's dog food called DM. It's diabetes management, and that's a good one. And I'm pretty sure Royal Canin is another big-name brand in the vet field. And they are all prescription kind of foods because they are specialized to help a particular medical condition like this. So we have foods that are good for the kidneys. We have foods that's good for something like this. We have foods that are good for weight loss. So you'll see some of these products advertised in the general grocery store, but they're not as specific in design for those conditions. So I think that they're directing you in the right path.
Okay.
You might ask them for some other alternatives.
Okay, and checking for regulation, is there a way you can check the blood sugar like a regular diabetic person would be able to do?
Yeah,
instead
we
of doing routine visits to the vet?
Clinics, yeah, some clinics actually sell little kits that are just like the same test devices, but they're programmed for animals within normal animal ranges. So, yeah, you can get those. The other way to do it is to measure the urine. There's urine sticks you get from the human pharmacy that tell you whether there's blood sugar that's being spilled into the urine, but that's not as sensitive as the actual monitor, the little monitors where you just kind of prick the toe or whatever.
Edit that. Edit out prick. You can't say that.
No.
What are you laughing at, B?
In the toe.
Sometimes we'll
take much for me.
Sometimes we'll prick the tip of the ear, too. And that'll work.
That's sick.
That is sick. I hope that answers your question.
It did. Thank you so much.
Thanks for laughing at that word, too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, edit that out. We're not,
all right.
We can't allow
it.
Twice
we
I said that.
We are Beanie to Bee.
Yeah. Well, Doctor, we'll do it again next week. What do you say?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Your pet's best friend, the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's a great app. It's free. It's a great way to get a Laclede cab. And now, the number one Chevrolet dealer in the United States of America, John Londoff. What is that noise, John?
Well, Frank, you know, popular guy here.
Mm-hmm.
Boy,
sure
there's
are.
Like a party going on.
Yep. But we have a young lady that just bought a vehicle from us.
And who would she be?
Sweet. You're on the radio right now. Say hi. Literally, I'm just now me. I'm John Londoff.
Hi, I'm Sweet.
Hi, Sweet. How are you?
I'm good.
Sweet.
Well, your name is Sweet?
Yeah.
What a great name.
Yeah.
Don't say the F word. You're on the air.
You never would.
And what did Sweet purchase?
It's a 2011 Mercury Mariner.
Mercury Mariner. All right. Well, okay. Good for you.
That's a sweet ride.
It sure is. It is now because it's Sweet's car.
And she's here because her very good friend, Sally Keneally, who's been a part of the team here at Jenny London Chevrolet for 16 years. It seemed like yesterday. God, I love you. And John Roth, the sales representative. Yeah. Sweet, how was your experience? Was it sweet?
It was
You all are drinking, aren't you?
Yeah,
sounds like
you're
it.
You're all drinking.
Happy hour, you broke
out some of that wow. bourbon that you found that your dad had stored away, and you've cracked a bottle of it, and you're having a party. And there's nothing wrong with that.
We're not having a party. We're selling cars. And we're up.
The girls
seem
to be awfully giddy.
Yeah,
the
really.
Girls that are laughing and awfully giggly, giddy, yeah. That's not the standard giddiness you get when somebody's buying a vehicle.
Well, what do you mean?
That's something else.
Whoa, that sounded like
there.
Curly from the Stooges.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Boop, 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 boop. Promoting Johnny Laundup, Chevrolet. I mean, I see the look in your eyes sometimes when you're here and you're looking at me. You get excited too, Frank.
No, you don't. No, right. Don't start that stuff. Don't start that. No, you don't.
See? Come on. So sweet. Congratulations.
Yep.
On your purchase.
Congratulations.
Have you ever listened to Frank Opinion, AM and the PM, on the Big Five?
Yeah, I have.
What does that mean? John, you got to start screening these people better.
Yeah.
You don't bring people in the office to be on our show who don't even know who we are.
She knows who you are.
Well, I have. You know what that means? She tried it. She hated it.
Yeah.
No.
That's not true.
That's nervous laughter.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you listened to this show? Tell the truth.
Actually, it's been a couple of weeks because I haven't driven in a back road. We go hunting in Bourbon.
Well, a couple of weeks, you're excused. That's not so
yeah.
bad.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, it wasn't too long ago, but that's the only time, really. My fiance would listen to you guys.
Fiance.
Funny. No, don't get me wrong. It's funny. It is funny.
It's a little bit funnier, though, when I'm on with Frank. It really is. I'm just telling you. I don't know if you agree, but I don't really care if you agree or not. I'm still thinking that. I still think it is. But also, Ronnie McCart and his granddaughter, Lindsay Trillo, they just bought a new Equinox. Ronnie has been listening to you for over 5 years.
45 years?
25.
Oh, 25 years. Okay. That's possible.
Yes, and his granddaughter just bought the new Equinox from us. And
would you tell the chicks not to talk while you're trying to do your thing on the radio? We can hear them, say.
Hey, they're the customers.
Okay.
And one of the key teammates here at Jenna on the Chevrolet. So.
Okay, tell them to keep talking.
No, they're having some fun.
She's having a party back there.
She's excited.
But, you have reserves?
Nope. A lot of things going on here at Johnny Laundup Chevrolet. It's beautiful weather and a lot of people coming out to buy cars, trucks, new, used. And service, almost too busy in service. We're not going to say that it is ever too busy, but it is a very, very busy.
You know what it sounds like in the background? Turn the mic on in the KTRS Weather Center. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. These are the chicks in the Weather Center. Sounds exactly. Listen. That's what it sounds like in John's office.
Yeah.
Like a chick fest. Like you can turn the mic on.
So come on by and buy a car.
You know, Sweet's over here trying to laugh, and she's trying to hold her breath. She's going to probably pass out. Let the laugh. People have fun here at Johnny Laundup Chevrolet.
It sure sounds like it.
Frank, you have fun when you're here at Johnny Laundup Chevrolet.
Did you blow the duck call for Sweet?
Nah, I've been blowing it just about all day. It's time to...
You see, her laughter, that's not a natural response, that laughter. He's serving alcohol.
Yeah.
No, I am... Would you...
Cheers on the duck.
He's got one of those joy buzzers planted in the seat there at the in the chair.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, duck season, Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We're making a lot of friends, people happy. Aren't you happy, Sweet?
I am.
Yep, and her salesperson. What color shirt do you call that, John?
Well, it was for the Royals,
since
we're all in Missouri.
That's good radio. That's good radio, talking about the color of his shirt. Hey, Sweet, is that your real name, is Sweet?
Yes, sir, it is.
Spelled S-W-E-E-T?
Yes, sir.
How about that? I like that name.
Yeah, and your real name is Frank, F-R-E-N-K?
No.
Oh, man, you're funny.
It's a fake name.
Oh, you're just unbelievable.
What's that phone number?
The phone number here... To a great time and a great deal, over 1,000 new cars, new trucks, and pre-owned vehicles in stock.
That's a lot.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365. Chip Unterberg, Internet Manager, and his team were there at LawnDuff.com. So come and see us. We'll be here late tonight. Have a lot of fun. Buy a car and make some friends.
All right. Sweet, it was nice meeting you. Thank you for your purchase.
Oh, no problem. Nice meeting you, too. They won't believe me.
They won't believe you about what? That you bought a new car?
No, we're talking to you.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
I mean, she's excited about this.
Well, she should be. I mean,
why should she be? No,
we're
a
very famous celebrity. She should be excited. We're going to send you some business, okay?
All right, you celebrity. You.
All right, John.
See you, Frank.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, there's some.
Something was going on.
A little celebration going on in that office. Her laughter was a little bit too overreactive to a couple of the lines that weren't that funny. But you know what? All that matters, she's a happy customer. That's all that matters. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll take your calls. We have a few minutes to kick around whatever you want to kick around. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. This is the Big 550.
Meep, meep.
And we're going to get a look at the highways right now, see how traffic's moving with Tim Weiland.
I'm so honored also to have you introduce me on your show.
Oh, that is so touching. You're honored. Yeah, Tim's honored, Frank, to be introduced here.
I know, that's what I like. I should be. Don't take it for granted, right? Hey, if you're coming in on southbound 55 over in Illinois, you've got a 5 to 7 mile backup from Highway 143, actually approaching 143 down to Highway 70. Only the left lane or the right lane is open. They're doing road work, left lane down, so be patient as you go through that mess. If you're coming on southbound 270, you're a stop and go from Page down through Ladue and then slow pockets all the way down through Highway 55. And then on eastbound 255, traffic slowing from Telegraph to the Jefferson Barracks Bridge. You've got the left lane down from the JB Bridge over to Route 3 in Columbia. On westbound 40, things are stacked up now from Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason, eastbound 40 heavy from Timberlake Manor to Mason. We're also slow downtown from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. When buying a thermometer, trust over 50 published studies supporting the accuracy of the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at your local club warehouse or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house! Touchdown, Missouri!
Coming off an impressive win at Florida, Missouri returns home this week for homecoming as the 5-2 Tigers play host to the 2-5 Commodores of Vanderbilt in an SEC East matchup. The game kicks off at 3. Tiger Network coverage begins at 1 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly the best. Why do I know? I've used them in my house, and believe you me, I need it. I've got 3 big dogs with a lot of muddy paws. True Clean Carpet is better and different than any other carpet cleaning system, but don't take my word for it. Readers of St. Louis Home Magazine voted True Clean Carpet number 1, the best of any major carpet cleaner in St. Louis. Also, the Carpet and Rug Institute tested the True Clean system and awarded True Clean its highest honor for its cleaning results. There are some key differences between True Clean Carpet and other carpet cleaners. True Clean doesn't use any shampoos or detergents. Detergents leave the resoiling residue in your carpet, and it attracts even more dirt, so your carpets begin to look dingy after only weeks of having them cleaned. Also, the True Clean system gets your carpet dry in only 1 to 2 hours instead of 1 to 2 days. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500 or see them at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get 1 Scotch Guard protection absolutely free.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed. And there's more. You don't have to make a payment till next year.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blue.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Do you or someone you love suffer from headaches?
Migraines, acute or chronic cluster headaches?
They can be crippling and affect every aspect of your life. Well, there is help, and it can be found at the Headache Center of St. Louis. Make the call today to 636-368-9014 and schedule your appointment. The Headache Center treats patients with migraines, cluster headaches, face and cranial neuralgias, and other headache syndromes. At the Headache Center of St. Louis, you will receive a comprehensive diagnosis with personalized treatments. Make the call today and start your path to relieving those headaches. 636-368-9014 or find them on the web at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com. You will personally be treated by the doctor, who is a neurologist with board certifications in neurology, headache medicine, and vascular neurology.
Don't let headaches take over your life.
Call the Headache Center of St. Louis, 636-368-9014.
Online at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com.
Soaring nearly 400 feet on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium, 360 Rooftop Bar offers an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. At 360, you will find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. 360 has a small plates menu and is perfect for sampling or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 is a great place to stop by all year round. See for yourself why 360 Rooftop Bar is the place to be.
360. Sip, see, savor.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Are you struggling with your house payment? Did you inherit a property you don't know what to do with? Maybe behind on your real estate taxes and close to losing your home? Distressed real estate equals lots of stress. What do you do? Call me, Terry Hall. I can help you solve these issues, get you the most money you can get, and help you get on with your life. Distressed properties need experienced help that you can trust. Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on stlouiskubotadealers.com.
For the best lawn on the block, DynaGreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for DynaGreen or online at DynaGreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
A stop at Exxon and Mobil gives you energy for all life's journeys. Because where you go is who you are. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room.
They make you a little high.
Bono? In this town. Well, he has glaucoma. He has an excuse to.
Yeah. What a ridiculous, ridiculous excuse for wearing glasses. Tell the truth. You wear them because you feel cool and you look cool. Just tell the truth. Even if you got glaucoma. That's not why you wear them all the time. Hey, here's what I have. I have some tickets to see Frank Caliendo Saturday night. This Saturday night, the 25th at 8 o'clock at the Sheldon. Here's how we're going to do this. I'll give away two pairs right now to two different people, a pair of tickets to see. But look, if you do this, you need to be able to go Saturday night. We don't want to have, you know, decent seats just sitting empty because somebody didn't show up. So it's the Sheldon this Saturday night, 8 o'clock, Frank Caliendo. You call me now. Tell me you want to go. That's all you got to do. Just say, I want to go, and I will go. And you got the tickets. 314-969-KTRS. Whoa, I almost did it, but I didn't say the other word. 888-550-KTRS. All the lines are already lit up, which tells me a lot of people like Frank Caliendo. So you know us as the generous station, the giving station, and the learning station. And we're going to do the giving part right now. There is a line on hold. I don't know what the name is. I'm waiting for Dan to type it.
Typed it in, and it's Mike, but I typed it in, and it's not popping up there.
No, that's impossible. Our equipment never breaks down. Let me talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Frank, I'm aiming the PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. Can you go to the Sheldon Saturday night?
I'd love to. I heard that when Frank was coming to town, and I was hoping I could get tickets, so, yeah, I'd love to go see him.
Well, hope no more. You have tickets.
Wow.
But I didn't tell you was the second part of this is you have to answer a Frank Caliendo question. And if you get it right, you get to go to the show.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Give me the name of somebody that he does an impression of.
Well, he does a great presidential gig. And John Madden, too.
That is a correct answer. John Madden, that's all we need. One name. You are going to the show. Hang on. And Dan will take your name and get some information to you how to get your tickets, okay?
All right. Thank you much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Hang on. And there is Mike. He's on hold. Our phone thing is not – well, now it's starting to work, so I got Tom's name on. Let me talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you, Frank?
Doing great. You want to go see Caliendo?
Yeah, I'd love to go see him.
Saturday night, the Sheldon. Give me the name of somebody other than George W. Bush that he does an impression of. Or, I meant Madden. So other than
how
Bush.
How about George Bush?
How about other than Bush or Madden? Can you give me anybody
else?
Oh,
shoot. Now you got me. I really don't know off the top of my head here.
Do you think he does Charles Barkley?
I think he's done Charles
Barkley.
That is
correct.
Kind of funny.
Yes, he does, John. Wow, way to go. Boy, do you know your Caliendo impression.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Tom, hang on. Dan will talk to you, and we'll get you to the Sheldon, okay?
Sounds great, man. Right. Thank you so much.
You bet. I don't mean get you there, like take you there or pick you up. You have to get yourself there.
Right.
We do have tickets. I don't have time for another. We have some more. We'll hang on to them. We'll do them tomorrow. I have some more tickets. In fact, I have one set of three seats together to see Frank Caliendo. That's right. We are the giving station. And the learning show and all that stuff. First Community Credit Union was in there today, cashed a check for $86. And it was, as always, a pleasant experience. Just walking in and cashing a check is a pleasant experience. Said hi to Sue as I walked in. The receptionist went over, avoided the popcorn. It was tough to do because it smells great and it's always fresh. And that's where I do all my banking. I go more than most. Most people do not actually go to a bank. If they do, they do the drive-through thing. And I don't know what the average number of visits to the bank per month or year for most people would be. What do you think? I bet most people don't actually go to the bank once a month, maybe.
Yeah. Especially, I would say younger people, it's probably.
Yeah, if 2 weeks go by and I'm not in there, that's a long stretch for me. It is a great place to bank, and I don't have enough time to tell you why, because there are lots of little reasons that add up to a lot. A lot of services and level of service that not everybody finds where they bank. Some banks are pretty impersonal. They don't ever seem like they really know who you are, even if you've done your banking there a long, long time. First Community Credit Union is more like a sort of old school, even though they're big. They have 40 locations. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. I invite you to check it out and see what the big deal is and why so many people are doing their banking there. They also sponsor the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner, and you can find out more by visiting one of the 40 locations or going to firstcommunity.com. Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
You've got a crash reported westbound 44 near the guy just past the Geyer Road overpass, and traffic is backed up approaching Big Bend. Stop and go on southbound 170 now From south of Olive down through Highway 40, northbound is running slow from 70 up to Airport Road, and westbound 70, look for some slow-going traffic between Highway 170 and Air Flight. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's easy to use on a baby and perfect for the whole family. A gentle forehead scan is all you need for an accurate temperature. Get yours at your local Club Warehouse and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. You need to download the app STL Taxi. It's free. It's easy. Works. Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon to you. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Bill. We're doing great. How about you?
All right. I'm doing great. Well, Britain's dental health experts say children as young as 3 are suffering from tooth decay.
Mm.
Shocking. I mean, who knew Britain had dental health experts?
I'll say.
Think? A million years, if you have thought that. President Obama cast his early vote in Chicago this week. And right before he did that, he drove through 3 cemeteries to consult with other Chicago voters.
And that's funny.
I'd like to see the stats on how many dead people vote in Chicago.
A lot.
That'd be quite a few.
A lot.
I was kind of sad. The U.S. birth rate is at an all-time low.
Mm.
Birth rate is an all-time low. In fact, it's so low now the Maury Povich show has to cut back just half an hour.
No kidding.
And finally,
is he still on the air, Maury Povich?
I think so.
You know what? I really don't.
Beyond, since he thinks he's still on. Is he still married to Connie Chung?
Yeah, I think so.
Whoa.
That never made much sense to me.
No, I don't get that either.
A comet going 126,000 miles per hour sped past Mars on Sunday. Sort of put that in perspective for you, the comet was going 125,999 miles per hour faster than the average St. Louis driver. That's a
slam on the driving.
Kind of slow in this town.
Yeah.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
If people drive particularly slow here.
No, I haven't really noticed.
Compared to what? L.A.? Do you ever go to L.A.? Don't ever go there. Don't ever drive in Los Angeles, California. Everybody has a death wish, especially the motorcycle drivers there. Guess what's on